Hebrews 11:6 and Romans 14:23. Now, this is a study for you. When we talk about good works, this is what we mean by good works. People, we've already talked about this before under depravity. You don't do good works while you're unsaved. You can't. So you have to have faith in God. You have to have love for God. And you have to do things in harmony with God's written revelation. See? It's that kind of works that pleases God and justifies us before men. We are justified by grace through faith, so far as God is concerned. And we are justified before men by works. For instance, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
Friend, there's no need for you to get up and talk about how great faith you have unless that faith is translated into action. I'm not going to believe that you have great faith in God unless that faith is demonstrated in good works. And no one else is going to believe it either. Any questions? On page 76, the second paragraph or third paragraph, some think of faith being dead like they think of a dead mute. They conceive only of faith as a living man or animal or species of life. But the Bible use of the term faith without works is dead means that faith without works is barren or unfruitful. A saved, justified person before and alive to God may be barren and unfruitful in the work of the Lord. And that is said in 2 Peter 1:8-9. You can be justified before God, but barren and unfruitful so far as your works are concerned. Does not the Bible speak of people who will be saved so as by fire? It does. And so, one can be justified before God and not be justified before men. Now, back to an illustration that you'll understand that I've mentioned a time or two. Suppose that you had just been around the corner listening to the Apostle Peter when he said, "I don't know the man," talking about Christ. "I don't know him." Then he cusses a little bit. I don't know the word he's cursed, but cuss is more expressive than it. He cusses a little bit. So to really emphasize his denial. "I don't know the man." He said, "You
hear that preaching?
He says he's preaching. You think he's saved? He just said he didn't know this man Christ. He's been journeying with him. He's professed to be his follower for about 3 years. You hear that preacher say, I don't even know the man? What would you have thought? You say, well, he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. He doesn't know God. But you wait, it's not long until Jesus just looks at him and he weeps bitterly. And that same man preached on the day of Pentecost. Say, well, if you're a child of God, you live right. Well, if you're a child of God, you ought to live right. That's God's idea. But you're not a robot. You have a will. And you can choose to rebel against God even after you're saved and refuse to do what he wants you to do. You say, won't he make me do it? No, he'll make you wish you had. Don't really have much choice if we're saved. We either do the will of God or wish we had. But God won't make you serve him. He won't. I've had a number of people tell me, say, well, if a man's called, preach, he'll preach. A man called, preach, I'll preach. A man's called, sing, I'll sing. A man's called, teach, I'll teach. A man's called, deep, I'll deep. Every child of God is called to serve, and they ought to serve. But some don't. Every child of God ought to confess God in their daily living, but they don't all do it. God does bring to bear influences on us to help us do that. Whom the Lord loves, he chastens. But sometimes we don't even accept that. Say, okay, try it again. And you still say no. Getting on dangerous ground. You may reach a point where you'd be worth more dead than alive. And when that time comes, it's goodbye, Katie, bar the door, that's all for you. That's all. God will say, that's that thing you just committed, last for you. You know, a hog is really not worth anything until it's dead. You ever thought about that? What's a living hog worth? I won't mind killing before I. But I just start drooling, you know, when I think about Hamas Alabamas, I call them. Hog. But you have killing, boy, he's worth anything. I don't recall seeing any hogs with pets. I've never seen them as a beast of burden, have you? You ever see anybody plowing with a hog? They're kind of dumb. You can't teach them any tricks. There's been a few exceptions to that. But get them fast. Shoot them. Cut their necks. Let them bleed. Cure them. Eat them. They're worth more dead than alive. And some of God's people reach the point where they're worth more to God than God's call, dead than alive. You believe that? You better believe it. There is a sin unto death. 1 John 5:16. And Hebrews 12. Furthermore, we've had fathers of our flesh which directed us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? What's the other side of the coin? Refuse to be in subjection to the Father of spirits and die. Not spiritually, physically. Thank you. I don't know when I'd quit if you didn't.